KT Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us here on ABQ Connect. From the Power Ford Studios, Jim Williams with you. Faith Family Ford, Power Ford. Dr. R. Downs, the legend of nutrition and health, is with us this afternoon, and he has used to work very closely with Peter Benson on ABQ Connect and answering every kind of question our listeners wanted to ask. So, Dr. Downs, thank you for being here this afternoon.
Well, thank you for inviting me. I appreciate that.
It's outstanding stuff. So we're going to make a little introduction to Dr. Downs, and over the next 3 weeks, he's going to be here on Wednesdays with us talking about health and nutrition. If you'd like to give him a call to ask something specific about maybe a supplement or a condition or something that you're faced with, we may not know the answers today, but Dr. Downs is one of those guys that's going to go figure it out for you.
Dig it up.
And we want to help any way that we can. So there's spiritual health, and there's physical health, and there's mental health, and today we're going to be talking a lot about helping people have healthy bodies. So our phone number here is 505-338-5790. Dr. Downs, a large portion of the American population is obese, and I know a handful of people, almost probably 10 out of 11 people in this country are going to go on some kind of diet. They're taking all kinds of supplements, $60 billion spent just on weight loss. Now, you've had a store for 30 years. I know you're retired now. Your son-in-law running that store.
Sure.
Very well-known, great reputation. And they sell all kinds of products, not just for weight loss, but supplements for, you know, sports nutrition, some conditions addressed that help you with medical conditions.
Sure.
And those type of things. But just on weight loss, and this, I wanted to ask you the question straight up, is a lot of the stuff that people are buying and taking dangerous for them?
Well, everything's based on an individual concept of what they consider to be truthful.
Okay.
You've got every weight type of weight loss concept. Since the beginning of recorded history, somebody has always touted something to do something. Go all the way back to history where you had working people that were very skinny who ate brown bread. You had the gouty people with a great big gut having gout on their toes because of the food they ate. So weight loss and concepts of health has been the same for centuries. It's not going to change. Now, why is it not going to change? The advertising, marketing, and promotion of things that are not good for you. And then we have to define what's good and what's bad. That's very difficult to do. But we live in a high sugar, high carb, junk food era. Now, how do you correct that overnight? How do you stop that? You don't. It can't be done. So each individual has to make their own program based on their concepts of what is right or wrong by doing just some very simple studies. And we can talk about that too.
Well, that sounds really great, but you already have a caller. We're going to go right now to Dominic, who is on the phone, and he's asking about CBD oil. That's a brand new thing that's on the market here.
Yes.
Hi, Dominic.
Hello.
Howdy.
How are you?
Doing fine, thank you. And you have a question on CBD?
Yes, I carry a CDL, a commercial driver's license, and I don't know if I take that CBD, if it's going to show up like in a urine. I know it comes from a hemp plant, you know, and I would hate to lose a CDL over something like that.
I would suggest that you give that a lot of consideration before you take the stuff. I have one individual that was using a CBD cream, and they haven't come up, they've come up clean on the test. However, the science isn't in. I don't trust it. I will tell you one little story that goes back a long time ago when a young lady came in crying to my office. She had just been let go from a car dealership before her even first day there. She'd been hired and fired over one thing. The drug test was came back with some bad stuff on it. So we did a survey on her diet because this lady was not a junkie by any stretch of the imagination. So we concluded and proved beyond a shadow of a doubt it was from poppy seeds on a hamburger. But yeah, the poppy seeds threw off the test. So a lot of these things are very inaccurate, very imprecise. So I would suggest you use something else if you have discomfort. The store Michael formulated or helped formulate a product called Inflama Defense, which will not show up on any test because nothing like that in it. It's all anti-inflammatory natural occurring substances. So you might talk to Michael at the store about pain or inflammatory defense type product, which will not mess you up on the test. I would not advise you to do it unless it is conclusively accepted by whoever you're working for as being okay. Otherwise, you could be in serious trouble. Now,
yes, sir, I understand.
Don't take a chance. Don't take a chance. That's my opinion.
Yeah, and you're making a great living, and you don't want to jeopardize that.
No,
so you're
wise
to think about that, Don.
Oh, by the way, the lady that we proved the prophecy seed was causing a problem, she was retested and got hired. So that was way back when. That was when that just was irritating that you could eat a hamburger bun with those black seeds on it and throw off a test.
That's amazing.
That's how inaccurate some of this stuff is. Your whole career and life can be shattered by something stupid.
Yeah. Dominic, thanks for your call and safe travels. Talking about this, you know, CBD and derivatives of marijuana.
Sure.
You know, what people are not realizing many times is it's legal in Colorado now to use recreational amounts of marijuana and several other states around the country. But what people don't realize, it's still a violation of federal law.
That's the only issue that I can see that people could be tripped up on and not even know it.
But that's why it's not just – it's one thing to say, okay, you can use recreational marijuana and it's now legal, but there's all kinds of employers that you have to do drug tests for.
Yes.
I know that if you want to carry a concealed firearm, you – cannot use those products because if it shows up positive, you'll lose your license to that. Law enforcement personnel, none of these folks can use these types of products because they are still judged to be inhibitors.
Yeah.
And it'd be like using alcohol and using a firearm. That's how they're considered right now. So you have to be really, really careful.
And crossing state lines with stuff.
Yes.
There's so many variables in these things, and sometimes you don't know what the benefit is. Now, my brother in Indiana, it is illegal to possess marijuana by itself in Indiana. Mm-hmm. So CBD oil in the church back there, and he's a deacon. They have spread around that it would really have a beneficial effect on aches and pains and arthritis. My brother is a Vietnam veteran with Agent Orange problems, lost a kidney, lost a thyroid, eye problems, all from Agent Orange. So as a result, he has some aches and pains. He has increased ocular pressure in his eye, which the doctors at the vets, it's a nightmare to get that under control, which the stuff he had to take sometimes would cause other problems. And he was having some sleeping issues and aches and pains, and then the interocular pressure. He went on some CBD oil. Now he sleeps like a baby. His aches and pains went away. And the control of the interocular pressure of his eye from glaucoma, from the thyroid problem, gone.
Mm-hmm. Gone.
Stabilized now. He doesn't have to increase his medication or anything. Now, is he still a mess from that Agent Orange and all those problems? Yes. But now he's stable. So that's the only story I can give you from a personal nature with CBD oil.
Dr. R. Downs in studio with Jim Williams here on ABQ Connect. If you'd like to give Dr. Downs a call, you can reach us at 505-338-5790. More with Dr. Downs right after these messages here on KNKT.
At DreamStyle featuring Pella, we must sell 500 windows and doors by July 22nd. So we're passing incredible savings on to you. Buy one window or door, get the second 50% off. Or 3 years, no interest. We're only offering this discount and special financing until July 22nd. It will end sooner if we reach our goal, which means you have less than 3 weeks left to take advantage of our biggest savings of the year. At DreamStyle Remodeling, we guarantee an unbeatable customer experience. A superior product, and expert installation. Buy one window or patio door, get the second 50% off, or 3 years, no interest. Remember, this sale only applies to the next 500 units sold or until July 22nd. DreamStyle Remodeling featuring Pella Windows and Doors. Call 373-0201 or visit DreamStyleWindows.com to schedule your free consultation. That's 373-0201.
Whether at home or in the workplace, we're all leaders. Become a better leader in this leadership moment with Craig Groeschel.
If you're doing a presentation, you want to make sure that you're moving but not pacing. A lot of times speakers will pace. It looks like a lion in a cage. What you want to do is you want to move. What I like to do is I like to make sure I'm talking to everybody in the room. So I'll plant in the middle, I'll take a few steps, I'll talk to people on the side, I'll go back, plant in the middle, go to the other side, stop, and you want to make sure you're making eye contact. That way everyone in the room feels like you're talking just to them. You want to make your hands work for you and not against you. A good thing to do is to actually watch yourself on video and turn the volume off and see, is it pleasing to watch? Do I feel like I'm communicating something or am I not? Whenever I'm working with communicators, sometimes I'll make them do about a 3-minute communication with no words. They have to do everything like charades and using their body language to say what their body language to be consistent with what their words are actually saying.
That was Craig Rochelle on a KNKT Leadership Moment. Hear more at life.church/leadership podcast.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Peter Benson.
Well, not Peter Benson with you, but Jim Williams. We appreciate you being in here with us at ABQ Connect. And Dr. R. Downs in studio is going to be joining us the next few consecutive Wednesdays and talking about health and nutrition. The R. Downs Nutrition Center up on
7400 Montgomery.
7400 yeah. Montgomery, right there at Louisiana. Very close, very centrally located to most Albuquerqueans. And Michael, his son-in-law, is running the store and will give you all kinds of very good advice about what you're eating and what you're drinking and,
well,
and
Michael,
supplements
Michael
can help you.
Has a degree in health science from UNM, years and years of research, and he's actually smarter than I am from a biochemical standpoint. And that sometimes has bothered me. He is smarter than I am about lots of things. And he doesn't have any a nature of being devious or lying. He actually tells you the truth.
Yeah.
And sometimes he even tells me the truth when I don't want to hear it.
Well, and I have personally, this is my experience. I listened to you being interviewed by Peter Benson for years here on this station. And I started taking some supplements and things that I bought at your store. And still like doing that, still like going in and having the advice and the counsel from folks and know what they're talking about. And that's what's so hard to navigate. We spend all of our time here at KNKT broadcasting very famous pastors, people that invest a ton of time in studying the Word and coming up and sharing the truth with us. In fact, tomorrow you're going to hear there's a very famous apologist, Norman Geisler, who passed away on July 1st, on Monday. And very sad news for everybody, but he's a tremendous apologist, tremendous theologian. And when pastors like Greg Laurie and Skip Heitzik and others prepare their sermons, they're reading Norman Geisler material, over 100 books produced. Well, these are people that were sharing the truth.
Yeah.
But when you start talking about health and nutrition,
it's different.
I don't know how you wade through that because everybody is supposedly espousing truth, but there doesn't seem to be like we have the Word of God, we have the Bible, the Old and New Testaments, there doesn't seem to be that type of documentation for health supplements.
There is.
Is there?
Go back to 1970, and during that period of time, I used to take clients, and I never got a customer or a patient back then that had not seen several doctors. Then somebody sent them in to me for some reason. And we would go and pull off information on the subject that they were talking about off the computers from medical school library. You'd have to pay them for the service. So I would get documentation up the gazoo on every subject. So when somebody would say that vitamin C by itself is the only thing you need to consider, then I could bring up all the other bioflavonoids that had been legitimately researched. I don't care what the subject was. There was enough information published in scientific journals that was readily available if you would look for it. So when somebody would say there's no scientific evidence to suggest that's true, I would only suggest that they haven't read any because they haven't read.
Well, we have a young lady, Carol, on the phone. Carol, thank you for calling. You have a question for Dr. Downs?
Hello?
Hi, Carol.
Are you there?
Carol,
yes, hello?
Carol, yes. You might want to turn your radio down and just listen to us.
Okay.
Because there's a little.
I'm in my car.
Ah.
And let me get out of the car so that I can talk on the phone. I've turned the radio off. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you just fine. What's your question for Dr. Downs?
Okay. First of all, tell me the name of the store, because I was having a problem hearing. I was on hold. And what is the name of the store? I'm sorry.
And it's R. Downs Nutrition Center, 7400 Montgomery Northeast.
Oh,
and the manager is Michael Lichtenberger.
Okay, thank you. I have been diagnosed with lymphedema and I don't know what to do about diet. I had a problem for a long time and was not diagnosed. Nobody would tell me what was wrong.
Well, you're referring to your legs?
Yes, my leg. And to top it off, I only have one kidney, which is probably why all that started. You know, I had cancer and had a kidney, a large tumor, and adrenal gland removed. So I'm wondering if there might be something that could help me.
Well, there are some therapists now that use some tools to actually pump that back. And you might talk to your...
I do have a pump, I wear compression stockings, but I'm wondering about supplements. I've been taking burdock root, and I'm just concerned about myself.
Do you sleep with your legs elevated and all that? Do you watch your salt and sodium content, and do you maintain your proper weight?
Well, that's a problem. I'm overweight by, probably 30 pounds. And no, I do not sleep with my legs elevated. I have not been told to do that.
Well, I would suggest you can check with your physician, and they would probably agree that having a slight incline to your sleeping habit would probably benefit you. But I would then do some research yourself on things like the glycemic index, eating foods that will cause you to lose weight. And you'll find that protein acts as somewhat of a diuretic. By eating more protein in your diet may be beneficial. Cutting down on your sugars, cutting down on your carbs, losing that 30 pounds, and then keeping the compression technique going, raising your elevation a little bit. But also look very, very closely at your sodium, phosphorus, calcium, magnesium. All those minerals are very important to fluid balance. So making sure your red cell magnesium is good shape, your potassium is good shape, your sodium is good shape, all of those things that relate to electrolyte balance would be worthy of you looking into very closely. Now, your doctor can run all those tests, and they can then make recommendations.
My electrolytes are good. The last time they were checked, about a month ago, and I'm going back to him next week, and...
Electrolytes are not.
Pardon?
Electrolytes are not just sodium and not just potassium. Magnesium is also important, and it's the ratio between them. For example, if you have a low normal potassium and a higher range in sodium, there could still be a conflict with your electron transfers. So I would suggest that you have all those tested, but lose 30 pounds. Figure out some way to lose those 30 pounds. And one of the things, if you treat yourself like a diabetic, you're going to lose weight. If you're going to read the glycemic index and eat very low on that category, so you're getting your carb content down and staying off the sugar and stuff like that. And also, I would recommend a recumbent bicycle. Talk to your doctor about this. A regular bicycle will sometimes cause pooling, but if you use a recumbent bicycle, your legs are elevated, you're going to be pumping those calf muscles and allow that to drain down. Because remember, when blood flow goes in, it needs to go back up. And sometimes you can have a condition called venous stasis, which means what goes down doesn't come back up. And that will cause a pooling of blood. And lymphatic tissue will just be creeping out there. So a recumbent bicycle, ask your doctor if that would be a good idea. Make sure your electrolytes are in good shape. And really, 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 really work on, if you lose 1 pound a week, that would help your legs tremendously. Okay?
Yes.
Deal.
Yes. One other question. Is a sugar blocker or a fat blocker recommended with my situation?
No. Just you got to work on your diet first, and you can do your reading. There's several things that can bulk you up that can actually act as an absorbent for all that materials, fibrous materials, and you can talk to Michael about some natural occurring fibers that are safe to take, that have been used for centuries, those would be logical, but not the other stuff when you don't know quite what you're doing yet until you educate yourself. Remember, a pound a week
okay,
is not...
Okay, well, that's wonderful. Thank you. I do want to go and talk to Michael, and I'll do that next
Remember,
week.
Remember, talk to your doctor
you
about that
so
recumbent
much.
Bike.
That's right. Talk to your doctor
well,
also.
I will.
Get good sound medical advice as well. Carol, thank you for the call this afternoon. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
Well, that's an example of 30 pounds.
All right.
I wanted to ask you some questions, too. Now, I did bring you some bottles. I brought you some EPR 15.
Okay.
That's
wow.
the pre-workout stuff.
Okay.
My son-in-law, he invented that. And it works great on bikers, runners. And this is what I use for my pain by doing stupid. I told you before, I have a PhD in stupid.
Right.
Which means I exercise and I hurt myself. If you hurt, Inflama Defense works really, really good. This is what I take.
Dr. Downs, we're going to talk about these things when we come back from these messages. If you would like to talk to Dr. Downs this afternoon, our phone number is 505-338-5790. KNKT Studios, Jim Williams in studio with Dr. Downs. We will be right back after these messages.
It's already time to think about going back to school. Albuquerque Christian Children's Home always gets new kids right before school starts, and they often arrive with only the clothes they're wearing. Plus, the children who are already at ACCH have grown. All of these kids need clothes and shoes that fit. Please pick up a gift card at local clothing outlets and donate it to ACCH. For more information, call 898-5520. That's 898-5520. Or visit acchkids.org. And thanks for helping the kids at Albuquerque Christian Children's Home.
Since 1970, Albuquerque Christian Children's Home has been providing a loving Christian home environment for children who are homeless, hurting, or at risk through no fault of their own. We accept these children without regard for their race, religion, culture, or social status, and care for them without any cost to the family member or the state. Our goal is to always show them the love of God through the care and dedication of the ACCH staff. For more information, go to our website at acchforkids.org or call 898-5520.
I'm Rob Sneed, General Manager at Power Ford. All dealerships have the same incentives. Big rebates, customer cash, we've all got them. The difference is in what the dealership does for you. And at Power Ford, it's all about you. You get a better deal and a better experience. Every vehicle comes with the confidence of a 100,000-mile warranty and roadside assistance. Find your ride at mypowerford.com or just come see us. We're on the affordable side of Albuquerque, on Montaño, west of I-25.
Call 888-243-8183 for details.
Hey, Booty King, Car Spa here. After an enduring road of commercial development, we are proud to announce the opening of our fourth location and flagship on the west side called Raintone Car Spa Flex, located at the northwest corner and red light of Sevilla and Coors. We are in the heart of Andalucia and La Luz, right across from UFC Gym and Ginger's. The best car wash in all of Albuquerque is now closer to home. West Side, baby. Come see us. Your car will be glad you did.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect.
Welcome back into ABQ Connect. Jim Williams in studio with Dr. R. Downs, and many of us are familiar with the R. Downs Nutrition Center. Dr. Downs built that business over 30 years, and his son-in-law now runs it. Mike
Lichtenberger.
Lichtenberger. Michael's a student of nutrition and knows a lot about cellular biology and can really help a lot of people. But one thing I appreciate, Dr. Downs, is that you said very clearly to Carol, a lot of the things that you're talking about, you need to consult your physician about.
Yeah, sure.
But I get worried when I hear questions like, and this is not a criticism of Carol, it's like all of us. So she asked you about electrolytes. Well, yeah. When I hear electrolyte, I think about Gatorade.
Yeah.
And I'm not, don't want to badmouth Gatorade, but Gatorade is not going to provide you with the electrolytes that you're probably going to get in a more concentrated supplement.
Well, you have personally no choice unless you use one that doesn't have any sugar in it, because you're just going to basically gain weight. Now, if you're a athlete and you're burning calories by the bucketful, that's a completely different equation you have to think about. But when you have leg problems, when you have somewhat of a sedentary lifestyle, when you have some weight pressure from the gut, even down on the legs, and you're having a basically blood, something going down and something not going up properly, and you're having some leakage down there. So the you have to take all these things into consideration, and you need to ask your doctor, because that's what you pay the doctor for, to get that information, talk about the recumbent bike and talk about all these things. But in today's society, you're going to find with the patient load of many doctors, they can't afford to sit down with you for an hour and discuss every question you could possibly think of and then try to make you do it.
Right.
It's very difficult. But a pound a week is not an insurmountable thing when you're trying to lose weight. But you need some education on what is a calorie, unit of energy, what's high carb, what is the type of diet foods that you want to avoid if you're a diabetic. It's the same thing. You lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to head yourself in that direction. Now, I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
Goes back a little bit. When you were a child, young,
mm-hmm.
and in the study of clinical nutrition, you always have to think this way. What was your favorite food of all that you remember from your childhood that your mother fixed consistently over and over again that you loved? I just want to know.
Well, my choice is a little bit unusual. I love peanut butter on bread.
Yeah.
No jelly.
Yes.
No jelly, but peanut butter on bread. That was my favorite food growing up.
Okay. What was the food that your mother fixed on a regular basis that you remember now as being wonderfully comforting?
My mom and dad both made soups of every kind. They made, you know, like a beef soup that was a little more thin than a stew.
Yes.
But I love their stews as
yes.
well. So I remember those kinds of crock pot meals and those type of things were very comforting, very delicious. And it was interesting growing up because we always had guests at our table. So
yes.
we had four of us. I have three younger sisters. So all of us always had guests and we were piling in the kitchen. And so mom would make large quantities of this food. So it comforted all of us.
Okay. Sometimes you have to ask yourself the question. In any type of cultural relationship with food, you have to always think back to the past, mm-hmm. in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And you try to build your dietary concepts and your dietary likes and dislikes based on everything that you ever remember from the past.
Mm-hmm.
I've got foods that I hate and will never eat. Now, you've got foods that you don't like. I love beets. You don't necessarily
beets. Think that beets are a mistake that God made.
Well,
I don't know how people think about that, but man, I don't think beets should even be on the food chart at all.
I have been consuming God's mistake for my entire life, and it's one of my favorite foods, full of nitrates, convert to nitric oxide, improves the circulation, good betaine for cleaning out your liver.
Let me tell you
beets
how bad
God's
I am.
God's gift.
This is how bad I am about beets. So, and I'm confessing this, is I'm so bad about beets because that is a food that my mom tried to get me to eat. I couldn't eat it. I just thought it was terrible. And so now I won't even try them. But here's the worst part. I used to love yogurt.
Yeah.
That was strawberry yogurt. And
yes.
every strawberry yogurt out there, guess what it's colored with? Beet juice.
Yeah.
But as soon as I read that ingredient, obviously can't taste it at all, I can never eat that again. Hey, let's go to the okay. phones right now. We have Lori on the phone asking about arthritis.
Okay.
Lori, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. You have a question for
good.
Dr. Downs?
I do, Dr. Downs. So I've been diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis.
Yes.
And I've been just taking Plaquenil for a few years, but things have kind of progressed. And the doctor is telling me that I should be on methotrexate, which, of course, is a pretty strong drug.
I'm quite familiar.
And I'm sort of hesitant about it, and I just wanted to – I also have thyroid issues, so – my immune system is kind of compromised anyway. So I just kind of wanted to get your opinion on that, taking methotrexate.
Well, my suggestion is that you can either get a second opinion, you can do your own okay. research. If you reached a particular point, you may have to take something like that. But you have to make that decision with your doctor's assistance. You can also have a long talk with a PharmD at one of the pharmacies, doctor of pharmacology. If you really want to educate yourself, what is the stuff? How does it act? What is it going to interfere with? In other words, is it going to wipe out your folic acid, affect your B12 or your other B vitamins? What's it going to do to your tissues? They can educate you on that, and the more education you get about what it's for and what it will cause as far as a side effect, that you can easily counter if you try, then it might make you a little bit more comfortable with taking the medication. Now, I would suggest that you do some research on fish oil, a good quality anti-inflammatory, which is fish oil. 3 grams will reverse the omega-6-3 ratio that is endemic in America. So I would investigate fish oil. I would investigate some of the other anti-inflammatory foods, such as turmeric from cumarin. It is curry. Bromelain is a good anti-inflammatory. Matter of fact, that inflammatory defense that I mentioned, you should investigate the ingredients there because it certainly won't hurt you, and it reduces the inflammation. But fish oil is a biggie as far as reducing inflammation is concerned. And I would make sure that you really investigate your mineral levels and make sure you're taking a really good multiple calcium product, not just calcium all by itself. Also, you should check your vitamin D levels. It's important in rheumatoid to make sure your D is in really good shape. And I would tell you, when you go get your testing done, the normal range is between 30 and 100. And if you're anywhere close to the bottom, you need to titrate your D up to around 60 to 70 at the minimum. And so you never get too much, never get too little. So titration of vitamin D and rheumatoid is extremely important. You can do a lot of research on Medline, for example, on your condition and on the methotrexate. But you're going to have a heart-to-heart with your doctor as far as the fear of taking something. And once you have overcome the fear and you know how to counter any side effects that might occur, it'll make you feel a lot better about taking it. Make sense?
Wonderful.
Now, do the research on that stuff. Get yourself well-educated and look to what you can do to create mobility. And there's some more we could talk about some other time, maybe. Go into that in a little bit more depth. But that hopefully it will make you feel a little bit better about investigating that.
So, Laura, as you consider taking that medication, you can research its effects by talking to a pharmaceutical doctor.
Yeah. Yes.
And then you may offset some of those
worries
by taking supplements that would complement what you're doing.
Yeah, well, the key thing on the educational part is this. If you go back to 1978, there was an author, medical doctor, Daphne Rowe, that wrote a book on drug-induced nutritional deficiencies. So after 1978, I developed an expertise on that, almost charted everything we did. And so I had to document everything by computer reprograms, but I had to really go into detail as to what causes what. In other words, if you take cortisone, what does it destroy? Mm-hmm. If you take an antibiotic, what do you need to replace? It was just on and on and on. So I developed that expertise from 1978 on in compensating for those type of things by doing the proper research. And so for a long period of time, I just took care of side effects. But when you're taking care of those things, for everything you do, good or bad, you have to compensate sometimes when you do it. And this is true with vitamins and stuff like that. It's true with drugs. But you can get yourself a good education by talking to a PharmD. You want to know the good and the bad, and then you'll be able to make a good choice without the concern and worry that a lot of people have.
Thank you, Lori, for calling today.
All right.
That was helpful.
Thank you very much.
Have a great afternoon.
I mean, we've all taken antibiotics, right?
You've
taken antibiotics.
Yes.
Well, you know what happens when you take antibiotics over a long period of time. It causes some issues. Mm-hmm. And so people would be really worried about that because it'd wipe out your B vitamins, all your bacteria's gone. It would have a dramatic effect on other organisms to crop up like Helicobacter pylori. But if you took kefir, which has got several strains in it, or if you'd eat yogurt, especially with beet extract in it. Oh, sorry, I got you there.
You had to nail me with that one.
And a good broad-spectrum acidophilus, one of the best I take is from Gyro, it's broad-spectrum, and replace all that bacteria. Slime yourself a little bit with some okra, and you get that bacteria replacement over 2 or 3 weeks, then the side effects of taking an antibiotic as it relates to that is extremely remote. And for people who have a chronic problem, all you do is add a little bit of a good cofactor B complex, because that is eradicated when you alter the bacteria. So you can compensate for that very easily just by doing a little bit of study. And it's so simple. In my refrigerator right now, I have kefir. I try to drink a little bit of kefir every single day for the bacteria content.
Mm-hmm.
I take my bees every day. I take a cofactor B, not a regular B, and not one of those giant monster vitamin Bs. I take a very nice, balanced cofactor B, which means it has all the ingredients in to make the B vitamins work. There's pyridoxine. Everybody knows that. But there's also pyridoxal 5-phosphate, which is also involved in that equation.
Hey, when we come back, let's talk a little bit more about what you should do maybe over 60 years old and some supplements that might be good for you.
So we could do that.
Yes. We'll start talking about those things when we come back. Stay with us here on ABQ Connect and Dr. R. Downs.
This is John MacArthur with more Portraits of Grace. Have you ever wondered what true spiritual fruit is? Well, the New Testament says it encompasses many righteous activities. The Apostle Paul says winning souls to Christ is spiritual fruit. He refers to money given in the support of ministry as fruit. The writer of Hebrews says fruit is praise, and the act of prayer is also designed as spiritual fruit. Behind each of these righteous actions is a right attitude, and that's the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. If you have the godly attitude, that's the godly attitude fruit, you'll produce the action fruit. True spiritual attitudes produce godly fruit. And when you do that, you'll be a beacon of God's saving grace and a true portrait of that grace.
Listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Jim Williams in studio with Dr. R. Downs, and many of us are familiar with R. Downs Nutrition Center. That's on Montgomery, 7400 Montgomery, is that correct?
Yeah.
And it's a great store, and a lot of people in there, well-trained, well-versed on the supplements and things that are available. Of course, Dr. Downs is very careful to have you refer to your physician in almost all cases. But Dr. Downs, there's just not a way for people like we can go to the Word and look up something that we need to base our life on or some situation that we're faced with spiritually. There's just not a place to go look that up unless you really know where you're looking about nutrition.
Well, from the beginning of time, recorded history, go to your Bible, look at biblical, what God created, biblical nutrition, the concept of food. Food has been around forever. Every culture in the world eats what they call food. There are cultures that never eat oranges. There's other cultures that never eat beef. There's other cultures that don't eat something you might like or not. Every culture is different. So when you're approaching clinical nutrition, you're just talking about food. You're talking about carrots. You're talking about concentrates from carrots, which might be the carotenoids. But food is so simple. But every culture in the entire world eats differently. So when you have a pyramid system or some bureaucrat telling you this is what you need to eat, it can't be all true. And it's not. It's whatever they perceive to be true based on the latest marketing.
Right.
I'm sorry, that's just the way it is. But when you do your research, and there is, I just looked, thousands of pieces of paper I've got in my house.
Yes.
Too many. I should get rid of most of them. But I try to read research at least 100 pieces a month. So when I'm reading, I'm studying about all of these things that amount to what people consumed in the past. And I bring them all up to the present. Comfort foods are not to be ignored. Every color in the rainbow foods. There's a book published some years ago called The Color Code Book. One of the most fantastic little books on nutritional things that's out of print now, but you can get it on Amazon, on a used bookstore. Color code. Every color in the rainbow has a purpose. If you eat a grape, you'll get resveratrol. If you eat a tomato, you get lycopene and other things. Mm-hmm. If you take ginger, you'll get 800 different chemicals there, like gingerol and others. So everything is available out there, and as long as you have a balance within your genetic framework, that's important. Just like I mentioned about fava beans. There's cultures that eat the fava bean and they don't have a problem with certain neurological things like Parkinson's disease because they're eating L-DOPA.
Mm-hmm.
This is the way things have been for centuries. And every culture eats differently than other cultures, and many of these cultures would eat things that you don't like particularly, but they live to be a ripe old age. But you cannot just look at food. There's 1,000 foods out there, and you can eat them good, but you have to follow your genetic pathways up to a certain point. In other words, if you're Spanish in here and you come into New Mexico and you're eating white bread, it's not your diet. It doesn't match. And so we bring the foods, herbs, and spices and cultures. It has to fit because many of these people have been genetically programmed over thousands of years to be who they are. Mm-hmm. Weak genetics, they're dead. Strong genetics, that's what they have now. Where did they get that? They ate it. They got it by eating certain things centuries ago, which made them healthy. And so that pathway has to be looked at. And so you want to follow the pathways that you remember from your childhood even, and going back to the next generation before that, to be healthy. It's usually when people come to this country and they, first generation is pretty good, second generation a little more sick, by third generation they're messed up. If you look at some of the more primitive cultures around the world, you'll find this always to be true. Nutrition Today Society, years ago, did an Eskimo study. And they looked at all the Eskimos who lived out on the tundra, eating muckluck and other stuff, and moldy things, and looked at what happened to them when they moved into Western civilization and started eating foods from Western culture. All the disorders and diseases that they didn't have here, it took them 10 years to develop that. Gallbladder problems, colon problems, blood sugar problems, this problem and that problem. So it took them only 10 years to develop that.
All because they were now out of balance.
They were out of balance and eating foods that were not culturally related to the genetic makeup going back centuries, literally centuries.
Now, there has to be no way anybody can genetically link the foods that Americans consume. And I'm just going to name some. So I can't imagine how a soft drink is ever good for you.
Well, high phosphoric acid, if you want to eat your teeth up, that's good.
That's good. Well, and I shared this on the program last week when I had my daughter. She is involved in radio broadcasting. She is a type 1 diabetic. She's a journalist at Point Loma Nazarene University in San Diego. And she's written a lot about celiac foods, people that are gluten-free foods and things like that on university campuses. She's created a little stir. But as a dad, when she was 4 years old, she was diagnosed with diabetes. And within 6 or 7 months, I figured out that if I drank a soft drink, that if she went low and I gave her a soft drink, if she had low blood glucose, say 40, supposed to be up around 100, that within 3 minutes, that soft drink would hit her bloodstream and her blood glucose would start to increase.
Yes.
So I can't imagine what that's doing to anyone's pancreas if you drink one of these giant soft drinks that you buy at the 7-Eleven. Those things have just got to be doing the worst damage to you.
Insulin is from the pancreas, of course, and you've got this little triangulated chain of amino acids. It's got zinc in the middle and attaches itself to chromium receptor sites, insulin receptor sites with chromium. Well, you can overwhelm that system to the point where it doesn't want to work anymore. And you end up with blood sugar issues. Now, when you consume something, you have a mechanism, one thing is it goes up, and you've got insulin involved. You also have the adrenal gland. So you can get a yo-yo syndrome with that. And you've got some people, for example, years ago, and I can mention this because nowhere around, I took care of a judge who was having yo-yo syndrome, which means every 2 hours he was either up or he was crashing. So we had to stabilize that. It was almost like a two-hour thing. And all I thought in my mind is that if he's at the bottom of the heap on that blood sugar, I don't want to be sentenced.
Right.
He's not going to be in a good mood.
Yeah.
So the blood sugar is very important, but take the Native Americans. I'll just use that as a tribe. I have written several articles for one of their journals. The first article was on the history of diabetes. Second article was on indigenous foods consumed way back. What was the foods of New Mexico? What did they eat? Then you've got the Spanish coming in. What did they bring to the table from a food standpoint? Then you've got the later Indian Relocation Act. When the Anglos came in, what did they bring to the table? Now, once you study that, you'll understand that Anglos, we, Indian Relocation Act, we really screwed things up. We brought in the sugar, the white flour, moldy things, yucky things. We changed the whole concept.
So you're saying Indian fry bread that we all know here in New Mexico is not a Native American food?
Well, where did the flour come from? Where did the pig lard come from?
Yeah.
Pig lard came from stockyards back east.
Non-indigenous people is where it came from.
Well, yes. So you've got these things. You have to look at all these things. And that's why the history of food is so important. The history of health is so important. You always have to look back and ask who, when, where, why, and how when you're trying to make a concept breathe with life. And so you can accept the knowledge. The science is there. In other words, I'll give you one example of what science does. Manganese is either good or it can be very bad. One or the other.
Okay.
You go into North Valley and drive around the neighborhoods, and you will see in some of the yards across their driveways, black, where the sprinklers have hit.
From the sprinklers, yes.
All right. Now, what is that?
I would say that's hard water stains from
that is
their irrigation.
Inorganic. It's organic manganese, which then is exposed to oxygen, which then turns to inorganic, which turns black.
Okay.
The EPA standard on manganese, which is in the book, check your federal government regulations on this, and the state, don't blame me. The EPA standard is 0.05 milligrams per liter.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the wells in the old days, way back when, and the wells with decomposed organic matter were very high in manganese, even up to 30 times that. So that's not good.
No.
So then you have to say, well, what does manganese do in the body? And what side effects would it cause? Then you do research like in Formosa where you have manganese mines and you have miners who breathe that stuff, the inorganic, and then it causes a symptoms. They're close to amyotrophic lateral sclerosis. It dissolves the nervous system. Not bad. Not good.
No.
So I remember years and years and years ago, I had a book on the subject and a lawyer called me. He was doing some work on a client who was really messed up. And so I gave him the book and said, this is what the federal government says. EPA standards is this and this, and this is what some of the side effects are for most of studies. And then I got a call from somebody who told me that I was crying fire in an auditorium by talking about manganese in the water supply. So I said, I better just keep my mouth shut for a while. Then later on, Lujan came in and did a really good study of those. Well, that was okay. But you study the food. You study the soil conditions. In Sichuan province in China, years and years and years ago, congestive heart failure, heart problems were just like an epidemic, killing people like flies. So what did the Chinese do? They finally, after a long period of time, checked the soil. It was deficient in selenium. By putting the selenium back in the soil, it almost wiped out that type of cardiac myopathy.
Wow, that's amazing.
And we can go into other studies and veterinarian studies with animals. This stuff is a fascinating thing about just being alive and knowing that all these nutrients have an interrelationship, and everything you see and feel has a synergistic relationship each to the other.
So no matter where you are today,
yes,
in your nutrition,
yeah,
you can find a balance.
You can find a balance, and you just have to look for it and search for it. And I've told so many people, go back to what your parents ate. Go back beyond the 1940s. Go back to what your grandparents ate. Try to get a history of those things that were really good. And I have a memory that goes back for everything, because when I was raised in southern Indiana with as a Downs in a McCammon family after my father died, I was moved out to the farm country as a kid at age 6. No running water. No electricity. Scary, scary outhouses. And so I was raised in that particular environment for a lot of years. We didn't have a bathroom in my house until I was a sophomore in high school. It was wonderful.
Okay, now this is one of those stories where you had to walk uphill 5 miles
This
snow
is reality
school.
In Indiana. Okay. Because my step-grandfather was on the Rural Electric. He got Rural Electric into Indiana, so that was wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a problem back there when you didn't have those type of things. Now, the interesting point about all this is you can go back and find a way to eat culturally relevant comfort foods that are really, really good. You just have to search for them and go back and look at your grandparents and great-grandparents. What did they consume?
More with Dr. Downs right after these messages. Stay with us here on KNKT.
Guys, don't you just love men's conferences? The worship, fellowship, and encouragement. Register now for the one-day men's conference called Abound. It's Saturday, June 29th at Cross Christian Fellowship. Be challenged by speakers Ray Jaramillo, Mike Lycona, Scott Tom, and others. Worship with Justin Gambino. Men, iron doesn't sharpen iron unless they join together. Register online at crossfellowship.org. That's crossfellowship.org.
Now a Hope Christian School update presented by Dream Style Remodeling. Hope Christian School was established to give students a safe place to receive a college prep education in a Christ-centered environment. Today, Hope Christian School has over 1,300 students enrolled and housed on 20 acres of land. Hope Christian School has a reputation for excellent academics, a competitive sports program, spiritual emphasis, and diversity among staff and students. You can support and expand the vision and mission of Hope Christian School. Go to the giving section at hopechristianschool.org. This update made possible by Dream Style Remodeling.
KNKT. This is ABQ Connect.
We are back with ABQ Connect, Jim Williams in studio with Dr. R. Downs. We thank everybody who's called in today. I hope that some of that advice has been helpful. Dr. Downs is the Encyclopedia of Nutrition. You're all familiar with the R. Downs Nutrition Center at 7400 Montgomery here in Albuquerque. And Dr. Downs retired, but family is now operating that. So we'll go by and see Michael Lichtenberger. Yeah. He is now the manager of the store, and he has got a staff that's second to none in terms of training and interest in a variety of different products.
Oh, I want to give you this.
Dr. Downs, you brought some products for me. You asked me a little bit about the history of the soups and things.
Oh,
that
we're not
my
done
family
yet.
Put
I've
together.
Got more so things to talk to you.
The ball's in your court.
Okay. Super collagen. This is NeoCell. I've tried a whole bunch of collagens. I take 2 scoops of this a day, 12 grams of collagen, and it takes about 12 weeks to finally get into your system. But I don't have the aches and pains unless I go out and do something stupid. And I do things stupid. And I have to take my anti-inflammatory, but collagen keeps my joints in great shape. It's like chicken soup.
Now, you talk about collagen, but then a lot of us talk about calcium. Like all the supplements out there are all, you know, if you have something wrong with your bones, you need calcium. But I understand there's more collagen.
Collagen is what holds the bones together.
Right.
Along with vitamin C. But collagen is what I've been taking. This is chicken soup in a bottle.
Gotcha.
Goes back to, again, to Maimonides, 11th century, who was the inventor of chicken soup as a therapeutic agent. So if you know Jewish penicillin, Maimonides, also called Rambam, and also called the Jewish Moses. And I studied him to the point where it almost boggled my mind how smart that guy was at age 15.
Right.
He was a genius in the 11th century. So anyway, the study of this stuff, of nutrition, goes well beyond what any doctor would ever tell you. Because remember, every idea that's ever been made has been contradicted by somebody else later. This was always good, as long as it is recommended as good. Then it becomes bad later. Coffee used to be bad, and now it's good, and then it's bad. It goes that way all the time, depending on what concept is being preached. And this is the way it's always been. This drug is good. This vitamin is good. Oh, no, now it's bad. Now it's taken off the market because it hurts somebody. So you've got to really read and know stuff.
But it's interesting in American culture. You've
yes.
already kind of mentioned Alaskan tribe. You've talked about Native Americans,
sure.
indigenous people here.
Everywhere.
And as soon as their diet has changed or, you know.
It may not be very good.
It may not be very good, and it throws them out of balance.
About third generation.
So what is it that we need to do step by step to figure out if we're in balance? Like, I know Carol called. She was talking a little bit about her condition and some
sure.
arthritis. And what happens to a person that lives 40 years with the wrong diet? They develop arthritis.
They develop problems. And each person is going to develop it differently depending on the stresses that they have. For example, I know people who have been taking care of their elderly parents for years and have problems with their family. They get autoimmune diseases. They get rheumatoid arthritis. A couple of them, I know, got MS. I'm sure it came from all the stress and tension. I have a personal member of my family who has dystonia. From taking care of her mother for years and years and years, when she finally dies, her eyes close. Her eyelids close, and she can't open them unless she gets shots of Botox in her eyes.
Wow.
I know all this stuff. So having all these years from 1970 until, 2011, something like that, you hear every story that you could possibly think of, and you have to always relate it to something that they can understand and as being possibly a contributor to the problem. And then once you unwind that, it becomes easy to basically rebuild your dietary structure. Now, I also told you earlier that doing it at the gym work, I herniated myself three times by doing really stupid exercises. Ain't going to do that again.
Well, and exercise and recommendations for exercise are very similar to recommendations for supplements.
Yes.
Some people know what they're talking about, but other people have no idea, and you end up getting
injured. Well,
collagen
is so easy to do because it's collagen.
Well, let's talk about that for a second.
Okay.
So you can't possibly take every supplement. You have thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of products
they're available.
Your store.
Well, I target what works for me.
Right.
And so over the years, I've tried different collagens. They don't work. This one works. So I try the ones that work. There's hardly anything I recommend that I haven't personally taken. I take the right isocorsetin. I mix it with the right vitamin E, tocopherol. trinols, which have been researched together as having a very good effect on memory.
Uh-huh.
I take that. Uh-huh. I take a cofactor B vitamin. Why? Because it makes me feel better. And when you're almost 79 years old, that's pushing 80, by the way, you've got to get your memory, keep your memory in good shape.
Well, now, I know a lot of people are listening right now, and they're probably trying to scramble. What are these products he's talking about? What's going to enhance my memory? So,
well, I'm not going to throw those out right now, because when you talk about memory, you have to talk. It's going to take a long time to figure that one out.
Right.
Because what works for one doesn't necessarily totally work for another. And when I do the research, I do the research and do multiple layers of the research, multiple layers, which means you don't know when you read a piece who sponsored it, who paid the bill, and who's making the recommendations. So I make a point. If I take it and it's done something for me in a positive manner, then I'll recommend it. Otherwise, don't talk to me, because I'm not going to do it. My greens first. I've tried 10 to 15 green products for antioxidant values. I use the greens first. I can't stand the others. Greens first makes me feel good.
Mm-hmm.
It has all the phytochemicals. Every color in the rainbow is in there. I study the history of herbs and spices from a culinary standpoint, which then overlaps into the therapeutic. And we can have a whole program. I've taught courses on the antimicrobial effects of 150 herbs and spices. And that's the fun part.
That is fun.
That is so much fun.
And that's why we're going to have you on every Wednesday here for the next 3 weeks. And we're going to give our listeners a chance to get to know you and to kind of listen. And they're going to have a chance to call in, get information. We don't have time now for any calls, but we've got a few more minutes left. Let's give some people two takeaways from this show.
Okay.
That they really need to think about. And the first one I would like to suggest, and that is, if you are on a medication,
yes,
you need to do some research with a PharmD.
Fine.
And find out what are the side effects, what are the effects of this medication on your body.
Well, that's one thing. But keep in mind this, that the key is taking away fear. Because a lot of people take a medication, have side effects, and get overly concerned, and then they quit the medication. All they have to do is to learn what it does, what the effects are, compensate for the side effects, and then you're good to go. That's why a PharmD is so important.
That's right. So, second takeaway.
Second takeaway is look at your genetics. Think about colors in your food. Think about all the herbs and spices. And if you think very carefully about how they preserved food back then, if you take those same herbs in your body, will it help you from an antioxidant standpoint, from an antimicrobial standpoint? I can prove that it does.
That's outstanding. That's outstanding. Well, and as a side note, I have to make sure everybody knows that you like basketball, because I happen to think that that's God's anointed game. And I have to make sure everybody knows that. But you talked about being from Indiana.
Yes, Larry Bird.
And Larry Bird, oh, one of the great players of all time. And you remember back to the Magic Johnson, Larry Bird.
Well, that was when life was fun.
That was a great time. Well, I kind of like it now, too. I kind of like watching.
You got to find me a basketball player that's like Larry Bird, and we'll talk. Otherwise, we got a problem.
Well, there's a bunch of really talented people out there. So it's I'm always amazed at professional athletes, the things they can do, the football players, the basketball players, the women's soccer team for the United States is doing some incredible things. So they all have a real concern about nutrition. Down the road here, we're going to get Michael in studio with you to talk good. A little bit about sports nutrition. So
he's good at it.
Yeah.
He's also a mountain biker who is crazy.
Yeah.
He rides mountain biking to the extreme.
Uh-huh.
And he's good at it.
That's
crazy. I wouldn't do it.
Yeah. Well, there's people that have dexterity, and there are people that do not have dexterity, and I do not either. I'm in a pile at the bottom of the hill if I try to go too fast down a mountain bike trail.
He has on occasion.
So, Dr. Downs, real quickly, we've got about 30 seconds. You got into this because you love helping people, and we thank you so much for being here with us today. Next Wednesday, Dr. Downs will be back in studio.
Thanks
for joining us this afternoon on ABQ Connect.
Connect is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any part of today's show, get the free podcast at knkt.com.